Feeling comfy? Come on, let's talk. It's a new year, a new beginning, an opening of new chapters in your life. And thus, we are fixed in making some big decisions as of this moment. It's either we choose to be what our current life is, or we meet some people that will change our life. Maybe it could be something good or something bad. But whatever it is, whatever your decision that you want to take, it should not be a regret. It should give you a lesson, and it should change you for the best. On my holiday break, I was browsing on my TikTok. Then I came across this TikTok creator named Kim Perez and Jess Gumatay that they describe that there are three types of people that walk into our lives. I was curious, stop, and listen for a while. They claim that people walk into your life are either a reason, a season, and a lifetime, described as a mirror, a window, or a door. I saw these creators talking about theory, and they said that there are always three types of people that walk into your life, especially in your romantic relationships. The first up is the mirror. The mirror is somebody who walks into your life to completely mirror to you all the parts of yourself that needs healing. Ibig sabihin nito, this type of person ay magbibigay sa iyo ng mga bagay na magpupunan ng mga kailangan mong ayusin sa sarili mo. Ito yung mga taong nasasabi mo sa kanya na ganyan yung ginawa ng ex ko dati. O kaya masasabi mo sa sarili mo na, bakit lagi ko na lang na-attract yung mga taong ganito? All the patterns, all the shadows, all the triggers, sa lahat yon you'll experience it. A lot of people refer to the mirror as the karmic partner. It's the type of person that will come into your life, awaken something so deep within yourself, and then live once they fulfill their purpose. Sila yung mga taong call to action sa sarili mo, na they will tell you to yourself, do I deserve this kind of treatment? You can learn to recognize yourself in other people by realizing that everyone is your mirror. It is only when you understand what it truly means to see yourself back at you that there is no room for blame, judgment, or to feel like a victim of another person's actions or words. There is only a room for true love based on understanding and gratitude. Compromise comes easy. Forgiveness is a given and growth is inevitable. And this way, you also gain the power to leave those relationships, in fact, to be hurting you. These type of people are the reasons for you to change of the unhealed version of you. And to be honest, these type of people are never yours to begin with. The window, or yung tinatawag nating the season. According to Kim and Jess, it is a type of person that walks into your life to show you what is possible. Sometimes, life will send you someone who's very, very similar to what you're asking for. But it's not exactly quite it. They both said, this person is coming into your life to show you a window of possibilities, to show you something different than what you used to experience in the past. In short, they are the one that got away. These type of people are seasonal that come into your life when you need them. Sila yung tipong masasabi mong answered prayer pero parang hindi. It can also mean that you met them because they were meant to help shape your personality and individuality into what is today, and they may teach you something you have never done. They usually give you an unbelievable amount of joy. Believe it. It is real, but it's only for a season. The door, or yung tinatawag nating the lifetime. On the other hand, it is everyone's favorite. Pero totoo naman, it is a type of person that is actually meant to stay and serve a purpose in your life. Kim and Jess reveals that the door is actually the opportunity that you step through. The door only opens when you do healing work. You have to invest all your energy into you. Be so committed to yourself and to your own personal growth and then you will be handed by the key. You could say it's a lifetime. If someone is a lifetime, it can mean that this person is here to stay in your life for a very, very long time. They are responsible for lifelong lessons of love, understanding, and forgiveness, and acceptance. This will always be the dearest people in our lives, even if we don't see them every day and make everything worthwhile. Some say that everybody who enters in your life does for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. No matter how long a relationship lasts, it can bring you something positive or something negative. Even if it's just a lesson in how to spot red flags. Even when a relationship ends badly, you might find it helpful to consider the positive memories and lessons that comforting to remember the good while accepting the bad. At the end of the day, it's up to you. Whatever the reason may be, whatever the person that they did to you, or what your past is or the present that came into your life, you must admit each one of these relationships have shown up in your life just when you needed it most. If we didn't want it, pretty much proving that everyone does exist for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. It's just up to you to realize that their role in your life and you just need to adjust it accordingly. So no matter the circumstances, embrace, learn, love, and let go when necessary when you always succeed in human experience. Because sometimes, the people that will come into your life, it's either be a blessing or a lesson. And I hope and pray that you'll find the type of person that will come into your life for a long, long way. Feeling comfy? Come on, let's talk.